Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. My name is Tom Haynes. I'm your host. And this week, the question I wanted to answer is, how do I deal with evaluators at the academy? And I got to tell you, evaluators, similar to instructors, they run the gamut. For the most part, let me start by saying, for the most part, the evaluators at the academy want you to pass. They truly do. However, there are always going to be evaluators, both in terminal and in en route, who feel like it's their job to weed people out. You can run the same problem in your evaluation with two different evaluators and end up with a 50 to 60 point difference in your final score easily. There are and have been some evaluators who made it literally impossible to pass a problem that they were watching. And the good thing is I can say this because I'm no longer employed by either the FAA or the contractor out there. So I can tell you the way it is, not the way the FAA wants it to be. Now, the supervisor for the evaluators, when I was up there, and yes, it's been 4 years, but when I was up there, a great man wanted to change how the evaluations were handled by the evaluators. Desperately wanted to change the culture of the evaluators. And I think to a certain extent, he was able to accomplish that. There is a problem, though. He can't be in every lab that's evaluating and stand over and watch each and every one of those evaluators. So I still believe, and will continue to say it, that the vast majority of the evaluators that are in Oklahoma City want you to pass. They want you to become an air traffic controller. There are also going to be evaluators that you run into who are new and, I'll just be blunt, they won't know as much as you do. Pardon me. They won't know the SOP in and out the way you need to. They will write you up for errors that are not errors. And even experienced evaluators will write you up for errors that are not errors. That's why the FAA has the TR system, where you can have them review it and get points. I've seen students pass by TRing something. Heck, when I went through way back in the dark ages in 1988, I TR'd something. Now, back then, if you TR'd it, they were going to find enough points to offset whatever points you got back, because I was right. My score didn't change. I will say today, they will not do that. If they find errors related to what you filed the TR on, they can deduct points from that. But that's all they will do. They will not go looking through the rest of your problem to find errors to offset the points that you just got back. So that is a big difference in the program from when I went through, when it was still called a screen. And that was their intent. They were screening people. That's why the pass rate was 40% when I went through. It's much better today. Now, so that's the discussion about the evaluators themselves. Realize these people, you may not think they are, but they are human. They do make mistakes. They make mistakes not trying to make mistakes. So keep that in mind. But having said all that, how do you deal individually? How do you deal with the evaluators? Well, number one, when you walk into the lab, whether it's non-radar, radar, whether it's tower, whatever, be friendly. Greet them. If they offer their hand, shake it. They should have your name, and they'll probably tell you their name. That's fine. All well and good. Be friendly. Once you sit down, or once you get on position in the tower lab, they cease to exist. You have to have the mindset that that evaluator is no longer there. They simply do not exist. Now, in the radar lab, you're going to have instances where you have to tell your supervisor something. An emergency comes up. There are several things that you have to tell your supervisor. Well, the evaluator is your supervisor. On the practice scenarios, your instructor is your supervisor. And what I used to tell my students is, there is no reason to turn around and make eye contact with your supervisor. You wouldn't do that if you were working at the center. You would keep your eyes focused on where the traffic is, because that doesn't stop. And you would yell out, "Hey, soup," get their attention, and they come over and you talk to them. All the while looking at either your EDST or the scope. Okay? There is no reason to turn around and make eye contact. And when you're in the evaluation, there is definitely no reason to turn around and make eye contact with that evaluator. Do not do that. Because if you do, it all of a sudden gets reiterated into your brain that this is an evaluation. And you need to treat it, once you start, sit down, once you get the briefing, once you get started in the scenario, you need to treat it as if it was just another scenario. It's the traffic. It's not evaluation 1, 2, or 3. It's not practice scenario 11K, 11M, 12M. It's just traffic. It is the traffic that the FAA is presenting to you, and they want you to work that traffic. That's all it is. So the main thing you can do to deal with the evaluators and your evals is just simply, they're not there. Acknowledge them when you walk in. Be polite, and that's it. You're not going to hurt their feelings. You're not going to upset them by ignoring them for the next 30 to 45 minutes. They love that. Okay? If they start to try and chat, which they won't, but if they do start to, ignore them. There's no reason not to. Your job is to work whatever traffic they have given you, whether it's non-radar, radar, ground, local, It doesn't matter. They're in the background, and that's it. Do not acknowledge them. Just act as if they're not there. And when you're in the radar lab, you need to start practicing that when you get into the 11th. Pretend that instructor is not there. Do not turn around and ask a question unless you have just a burning question that you have to have answered. Try and work the traffic out yourself. Because when you get an evaluation, the evaluator is not going to answer your question. You can ask them all you want. They're not going to answer it. Okay? So get used to it. Practice as if during the 11s and 12s in the radar lab, just pretend that instructor is an evaluator. Treat them as an evaluator. Be nice to them when you come in. If you've worked with them before, acknowledge them. But after that, once you sit down, once you get the briefing for the position, they are no longer an instructor, they're an evaluator. Treat them like that. And if they start to talk, and the instructors will, even though your lead and A lead are going to tell them, hey, these are the equivalent of practice evaluations, do not instruct. Just write it all down. You're going to have instructors that are going to talk to you, that are going to help you get through it. Just turn around at that point in the practice scenarios, turn around and just say, please, I want to work this out. It's your career that is about to be on the line. When you get into the 11s and 12s, that's your last week before evals. And when you're in the tower lab and you start working and you get up and you're about to eval in a few days, let the instructors know, look, I'm treating this as an eval. Write up everything I do wrong. Everything I do wrong. I'll take it home. I'll read it. I'll reread it. I'll go over it, and I'll make sure I don't do the same thing tomorrow. That's what needs to be happening. So, I'll go back over it. When you are evaling, non-radar, radar, tower, RTF, terminal, N90, whatever they have going now. When you're evaluating, walk in, be polite. If they offer a hand, shake it. If they don't worry about it. Sit down, get ready, start working. Or I guess if you're in the tower, stand up and start working. That is what you need to do. That is the best way to deal with the evaluators. I would go over this with my classes just to prepare them. I'd prepare them when we got to the 11s, when we were finishing up the 10s in the radar lab. The lead and I, or if I was the lead, the A lead and I, we would explain to our class what is about to happen and what needs to happen. You have to practice the evals. You don't want to go in on eval day and all of a sudden change totally how you're doing stuff. Okay? You just don't want to do that. You need to practice it. And that's what the 11s and 12 scenarios are for. They're for practicing for the evals. And if you do that, I guarantee you, you increase your odds of passing. You increase your odds if you know you're going to pass or have a reasonable expectation of passing. You're going to increase the odds that you get a higher score. And believe me, I have seen some sky-high scores in the radar lab. I've seen one student get 200s and a 97 on his three runs.
It is possible.
And believe me, he is a CPC at Houston Center. At least he was at Houston Center. I don't expect him to be moving. But it can be done. You have to go in with the attitude of the evaluator doesn't exist. It's just me, the R side, and we're working traffic. That's all it is. And when you get to your first facility, you have to start working as if your instructor is not there. The controller giving you OJTI, same thing. Just, he's not there. He doesn't exist. One of my first trainers when I was in the tower, at one point, I turned around to ask him a question. He pretended to be asleep. And I'm like, well, I guess I have to work this out on my own. That was his intent. And that's what you have to do. Start working those last six problems that you have in the radar lab. Start working them as if they're evals. Treat the instructor as if he's an evaluator. The evaluators are not your enemies.
Okay. Having said that, like I said, the vast majority are not your enemies. But if you go in with the mindset that that evaluator is your enemy, it's not going to end well. So go in with the attitude of, hey, even if I end up with the evaluator that has the worst reputation, and I know you guys talk, and I know there's talk on the Discord chat, there's talk on .65, there's talk. What good is it going to do you when you walk in the lab and you see that you have the one person that you didn't want to have? You can't change. Don't let that person destroy your eval run just by being who they are. Before you've even started, give yourself a chance. Say, go in with the attitude, you know what? I've heard this guy has never given 100. He's given 100 today. I've heard this guy writes half a sheet on everybody. He ain't writing nothing today. That's the attitude you have to have. And that's the attitude you can have. That is what you control. You don't control which one of those evaluators you get for your run. You control your response. And that is what you have to do. And I got to tell you, that is part of this job. Part of this job is dealing with people who are going to be against you, who may not be your pal, who may at some point not like you. Nah, who cares? I've had many people across my career not like me. And I'm a likable guy. I'm a funny guy most of the time. But that's not my job. My job is to control airplanes. My job is to ensure that the airplanes under my control get where they're supposed to go safely. That's my job. And if someone doesn't like me, doesn't like how I do it, oh well. I can't control that. I can't control the job that I do. Okay? When you go into the eval, you control your attitude. You control how you deal with the people around you. You could even walk in, sit down, look at your R side and go, oh man, I've always had problems with this guy. I don't care.
absolutely positively don't care. Don't let the R side influence how you do on your eval. Just walk in, be polite, acknowledge people, sit down, and do your job. Because by the time you get to the evals, you are an air traffic controller. Whether it's en route, whether it's tower, by the time you get to the evals, you are an air traffic controller. Period. So, have the right attitude, deal with them the right way, and you can get the best result possible for yourself. And at the end, a lot of the evaluators will try and help you for your next evaluation. Sometimes, well, actually in the radar, they'll ask you to leave the lab and stand outside. I've seen students, and that's the worst time. If you think you may have done just so-so, that's the worst time. But the evaluator is going to talk to his supervisor who's in there. They may discuss one or two things. He may discuss some things with the R side to make sure that he understood what happened or she understood what happened. And then they'll call you back in and they'll sit you down and they'll talk about it and they'll go over it with you. Listen. Listen. Because you're about to get a lot of information that you may need to use in just a few minutes to file your TR if you don't agree with them. Okay? But be polite. Especially if it's your first or second run, be polite. Because you've got more runs coming. And evaluators are people. They talk. Okay? They listen to what's going on in the lab. So, be polite, be respectful, expect that in return, and then go about your business. But that is how you deal with evaluators. And then, like I said, and I've said many times during this podcast, it doesn't matter if it's a non-radar eval, a radar eval, a tower eval, RTF, terminal, N90, does not matter. They're all the same in how you have to treat them. Be polite. Sit down. Work the traffic. While you're working traffic, they don't exist. There's a supervisor that you may have to communicate to. But do it while you're looking at the job. The job is not talking to the supervisor. The job is in front of you. It won't upset them. You're not going to come across the wrong way. That's what they expect. That's actually what they want you to do. Okay? So, that is how you deal with evaluators. I hope it helps. If you're about to be in that situation, I hope it helps. If you're going through that situation, maybe it can help on one run at least. But that's how I would deal with it. That's how I told my classes to deal with it. So I hope it helps you get through that, because you have to get through it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to. So hang in there. Thank you again for listening. Hit follow. Hit share. Share it with people that you think might enjoy it and get something from it. Give us a 5-star rating. But more than anything, just thank you for continuing to listen and for continuing to care.
about what I have to say. So, until next week, have a great week, and goodbye.